USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hospitals and lab workers say they're running out of protective gear and testing supplies to help the fight against the coronavirus. President Trump says the effort against it is working.
We haven't been given the credit that we deserve.
He became combative during the press conference, going after reporters who he says are much too critical when asking about medical supplies and testing shortfalls. When asked what he'd say to Americans who are scared, the president told one correspondent he's a terrible reporter.
It's a very bad signal that you're putting out to the American people.
He says people are looking for answers.
We're winning and we're going to win this war.
He differed with his own health officials on the science of the outbreak. Worldwide, close to 250,000 people have been infected in the outbreak. There's been over 10,000 deaths, and 4,000 of them are in Italy. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With tens of millions of Americans facing immediate financial hardship, talks are resuming in the Senate. They're rushing to pass a $1 trillion economic stimulus bill. The Republican-crafted package would send money directly to Americans based on income and family size, up to $1,200 per person. In London, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has ordered all pubs, restaurants, and gyms closed. America's borders, north and south, are now sealed to all but essential traffic. Medical officials are now warning people to be aware of miracle cures that are on social media. NIH Director Anthony Fauci says the race continues to find a vaccine, and that includes testing some drugs already on the market.
There is not a proven, and that's the underlying word, a proven treatment or prevention. However, there's some anecdotal information that one or two of these may possibly have some benefit.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the coronavirus continues to spread, doctors and scientists are searching for a cure. Dr. David Ho is leading a team of researchers at Columbia University hoping for a cure. On MSNBC, he was asked if it would be faster to use a current drug against the novel coronavirus.
Yes, for a licensed drug, then we could immediately apply it. But some of the drugs that are not yet licensed but have gone through human testing, for example, there's another drug called Remdesivir, which is being tested. The rationale behind that usage is, in fact, higher in that Remdesivir has been shown to have activity against the SARS coronavirus, which is highly related to COVID-19, and also against another coronavirus called MERS. And there are two large clinical trials that are ongoing in mainland China, and we should have readout in the near future. And if that should work, that drug could certainly be scaled up reasonably quickly. But repurposing a drug to be an effective agent against COVID-19, we would have to be very, very lucky. I think the most effective drugs are going to be newly discovered, and that's going to take time. As we previously discussed, that's likely to take a year, 18 months, or even 2 years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.